Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop People. It's Muckin'. Well, actually, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 5th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute. You want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's kind of hanging there. It's warmed up enough to call it summer, I guess. Oh, man, what a strange weather. So what we're going to look at here first. Exxon sees $5.5 billion refining windfall as gas prices soar. Wonder where all that goddamn money we're paying at the pumps going, people. I guess we'll find out when we get back.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the shit that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Exxon sees $5.5 billion refining windfall as gas prices soar. Where'd that money come from? That's right. It came out of your pocket. It came out of my pocket. Ain't got shit to do with supply and demand. There's still a glut of fucking oil on the world market. They're just moving it fucking around so that they can charge us goddamn $5 a gallon for gasoline. That's all there is to it. This is to fuck us. It belongs to us. No more fucking of crude oil goes out of the United States. Got that? That's the American National talking to you. No more fucking exports of our gas or our fucking diesel that is fucking refined here. And the refineries will either pick it up or they'll start paying more for our goddamn, more than $15 a fucking barrel for the oil they're taking out of the fucking ground. And we want it sent to us, by the way, so that we can get you fuckers straightened out. This is from Bloomberg. It was sent in by a reader for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Exxon Mobil Corporation second quarter refining earnings surged by as much as $5.5 billion, signaling a session of windfall profits for the fuel market sector as consumers bear the burden of near record gasoline prices. So what they're saying, they're fucking charging you fucking record breaking prices because they're not, I mean, this is above and beyond their normal fucking profits. You got to understand that. So they're saying, you're going to give us more for the fucking gas because we have the refinery. This is goddamn, this is a form of fucking fascism. I mean, you got the goddamn, industry telling you that, there's tons of crude. It's your crude. We done, my buddy that sucked his ass last week and gave him a little boy page to play with down in Washington DC gave me a goddamn lease on this fucking, oil and the people that run the refineries, man, they're making bank. The goddamn, everybody's making fucking bank, and I'll tell you who's paying it. The guy who's reaching the money over the counter. The guy who's sticking his fucking card in those, in the fucking gas machine. That's who's fucking paying. They're just stealing from us hand over fist, people. Wonder how many $100 million we'll see go to Ukraine this week. What do you think? But I mean, this shows to what they're doing is goddamn fucking on purpose. And it's capitalism because it makes money. It's all right. I don't care what evil fucking rotten fucking, criminal thing it is. If it makes money, it's profitable. Capitalism. And it's the most wonderful thing in the whole fucking world. You have them damn communists. You're either going to be a damn communist or you got to be a capitalist, don't you know? Well, wait a minute. Those fucking goddamn communists are capitalists too, aren't they? Aren't they? You got communist billionaires. They're not playing. They're not going by your little red book, are they? Check the little red book. Anyway, here we go. Widening the refining margin added as much as $4.6 billion during the quarter, while the value of unsettled derivatives provided up to $900 million more. The Irving Texas-based company said in a regulatory filing on Friday. Meanwhile, surging oil and natural gas prices boosted results by as much as $3.3 billion. I mean, this is just wonderful. If you're part of the fucking goddamn 1% or down to the 10%, it's fucking wonderful. When everybody else can't afford to fucking go to the store and back, it's wonderful for you. But there's only a fucking handful of you thieving pricks. We should shut down every goddamn oil fucking lease in this country. I never agreed to lease, to let anybody have my oil. I never did. And I know my dad didn't. I know my grandpa didn't. And I know his grandpa didn't. They didn't just sign over and say, yeah, well. That's another thing. You can own the land and not own the fucking resources beneath your feet. The fucking Jews have come in here. They've put down their phony fucking fraudulent paperwork. You don't own shit, Jew. Get the fuck out. And you're going to pay us for all the fucking oil you've stolen from us. You're going to pay us for every fucking thing you've stolen from us. You're going to fucking, if anybody's going to fucking get rid of their nuclear bombs, it's going to be you psycho motherfuckers. At any rate, here we are paying fucking $8 a gallon for fucking gas, people. This is bullshit. We know it's bullshit. They'll tell you it's bullshit. Yeah, we went and sanctioned Russia. Boy, ain't we fixing. We're getting Russia, ain't we? Are they getting Russia, people? The Ukrainian fucking goddamn Kazarian fucking mob of the goddamn Bidens? That's all this. I mean, right in your fucking face, we're watching goddamn. We're watching Mafiosa. We're watching the fucking Sopranos. These fucking cocksuckers at the murder. I mean, it don't matter. Blackmail. Fucking running fucking kids. Fucking pedophile island. Name it. I mean, there's no fucking goddamn. There's nothing that they can be held for accountable, and they're letting you know that you can't hold them accountable. Oh, but you can. But you have to fucking do it. It's time we the people fucking straighten this out. We're the final check and balance. It's our duty to fucking get this fucking shit out. Let's get this corporation the fuck out of here. It's not supposed to be here. It was put here in violation of the law. Then we're going to talk about that goddamn constitution. It was never ratified by the people. And the way it's been used to fucking, to create corporate welfare. To fucking give our monies to people, the money of the man who fucking has his shoulder to the goddamn will, the man with the sweat on his brow, they want to give his money to a goddamn illegal. Just go walk over there, just take it out of his pocket and hand it to, because you're the new fucking invasion force. Because they have to get rid of the American nationals because this goddamn land belongs to us by fucking right. Our fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, fucking says so. And you have not taken a one of us to fucking goddamn court to try to get what belongs to us away from us to give somebody else. That's included everything. Is when you bring one of these people across the fucking border and just hand them a fucking green card or hand them, or hand them $250 check and an airplane ticket. Hey, you are breaking the fucking goddamn, you're breaking the law, our law. Because you are taking from us without due process of the law. You're taking from us and our children and giving it to fucking foreign nationals and their children. You son of a bitches are going to have to be fucking stopped one way or another. And the sooner the better, because this is only going to get worse, people. Sky-high pump prices are intensifying broader inflammatory trends and increasing pressure on political leaders to shield consumers from giveaways such as suspending fuel taxes. U.S. President Joe Biden singled out Exxon profits for criticism last month, accusing the company of making more money than God at a time when consumers were suffering. Well, maybe we're supposed to look over here at these fucking oil companies that are fucking, they are fleecing us. They're just fucking robbing us, people. Face it. The goddamn oil in the ground belongs to us. They give $15 a fucking barrel on a lease that I never agreed to, that you never agreed to. That oil fucking belongs to you and me. And just taking it straight out of the ground and selling it from $15 to $100 and some just for fucking taking it out of our ground and putting it on a fucking ship to China. And they will eventually move all the fucking processing plants out of here because they can run them cheaper in other countries. So all the fucking refineries are on the fucking chopping block. And I mean, when that gas hits $5 a gallon, and I mean, fucking people are not fucking just going off on them. And when they're sitting there and they're just like, yeah, I'm probably going to stay there and it might go up more. What? What country is this? But it shows to go you who the sanctions are designed to hurt. I mean, I don't know that this, I mean, this can't be bothering the goddamn fucking Russians. The Russians got a war going, man. That's going to pick up on their fucking economy, you know, fucking building fucking war materials. It ain't even a war. What am I saying? It's a public, it's a goddamn movie. It's all just a fucking movie. Putin's an actor. Goddamn Biden is a, I don't know what the hell he is, but he's got shit in his pants. But it's all a fucking act to bring in this fucking one world government. You know, see, they slipped a few articles in on his fucking last week. And they're talking about decisions that they had made that, and the fact that during, because of this treaty, no jurisdiction can refuse their fucking dictates from the fucking World Health Organization, which is just like, you know, it's the goddamn, like the United States Health Organization, what the hell is it? I can't think of it. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is they're building these things, and these things have no legitimate goddamn foundation because there is no authority. In fact, it is a violation of our law for our fucking, what's supposed to be the people. Well, if it's a corporation, they're criminals. They're just all fucking criminals. But what they are doing is fucking, is goddamn treason, high fucking treason. Is they're acting against the fucking will of the people, and they're acting against the people, and they're telling the people, fuck you. We're taking this authority over you, like they did in the beginning. That's why several of the signers in the southern states would not sign on to that constitution until that Bill of Rights was fucking guaranteed. I mean, they like they didn't know. I mean, read the Anti-Federalist Papers. They fucking told you exactly where you'd be sitting today. And how you be sitting in, and go by me all means, get out there and vote some more. Look how well having this federal government, for what reason we had to have a federal government, I still do not know. All I've ever seen it be is fucking God, like I said, corporate fucking welfare, pumping the money to fucking rich people so that they can have more of what belongs to the people here, just like the railroads. They didn't give them a goddamn track down through there, you know, even fucking 100 yards on each side of the road. They gave them fucking sections of land, millions of fucking acres, people. made them rich. Weyerhaeuser, all these goddamn fucking lumber conglomerates. Just given to them. But fuck you, talk about the people living under a goddamn bridge and they need a goddamn, you can't just, oh, they're just wanting something for nothing. They're wanting something for nothing when that's all sold out, something for nothing is supposed to come to us. Because we're the elite, don't you know? Exxon's bumper profits are largely a result of under investment by many in the energy industry over the last several years. Spokesman Casey Norton said by email that the company invested in new supplies during the pandemic. No, you did it when you were starting up this fucking shit with fucking Russia. That's when you were doing this shit, because you said that when they started moving to the border, you'd already started making your fucking moves. You set this fucking up so that you could just fucking, how that you were sitting there fucking going, we have stolen so much money from the American people. Look, from 2008 with this derivatives bubble, nobody went to jail. Nobody had to pay it back. It was fucking borrowed in without fucking jurisdictional authority. It was borrowed in the name of my great grandchildren. You can borrow money from in my name without my signature. Well, I'm not one of your 14th Amendment fucking subjects that you own, you motherfuckers. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I got to sign my fucking name before I fucking borrow anything. You better sit down and it will be a solid contract. And it will be a contract in the common law. It would be a partnership. It would not be a corporation. Because corporation is another word for goddamn capitalism, which is another word for fascism, which is another word for fucking communism. Socialist pig motherfucking pricks. We're supposed to have a free enterprise system in this country with a debt-free currency so that we, the people, can exploit the fucking resources. And then we, the people, gain more. We buy more of the United States. And the United States always belongs to Americans. This fucking shit where anybody from any country can come in here and buy fucking land, God damn it. People, come on. You know better than this shit. No fucking country's gonna let that happen. Otherwise, all it takes is someone like George Soros who can manipulate the money market and fucking just buy your, I don't know, he bought your country. Well, I didn't sell it. I see these commercials that these people are losing their fucking homes. It was some scam where they have their own pay for it and they fucking, somebody sells it, I don't know how it's title fraud. But a fucking, and then they get kicked out of their house. No, you did, you just stop just a minute. That ain't how it fucking works in the United States of these Americas. You steal my, that's like saying you steal my fucking gun. I find you with the fucking gun. You get to keep the gun. No, you fucking don't. That's my gun. Get it over. Well, what about what I lost? Well, go get the son of a bitch and thief that sold it to you. That's what you got to do. I want my fucking, that's my fucking property. It doesn't change to think that stealing is a fraud because you took something under fraudulent conveyance. There was no fucking deal. You stole it. So that makes it fraud. There is no statute of limitations on fraud and you don't get to accumulate just go ahead and look. Well, that's what they've done with the land though here. I mean, that when I told you I looked up that land thing, that's what they did. They just fucking basically, he blamed it all on one fucking lawyer. I think he got 3 fucking years. And you're talking goddamn land you people would not believe. And then the people, and these cocksuckers, these masons, they got to keep the fucking land. How do you get title to land that is obtained through fucking fraud that has been proven fraud, actually in the court because one guy went to jail? Well, you got to be a part of this. You got to have the Queen's mark to do this, okay? And that's who's behind all this fucking shit, is these goddamn monarchs and these goddamn fucking aristocrats, and they have to fucking go. It's just time, people. It's time to fucking live again. The hell with this goddamn misery they want to put us through. Where were we? Exxon bumper profits are largely a result of underinvestment by many in the energy industry over the last several years, spokesman Casey Norton said by email. The company invested in new supplies during the pandemic despite incurring a $22 billion loss in 2020. Well, they got every fucking dollar of their loss back, and you know they did. and it came out of your pocket, and it came out of my fucking pocket. And then they go turn around, and I mean, it's like the farmers, you know, they have a bust on the, and you're not talking to regular farm people like the family farm and what might have you. Corporate farms, how much do you think that those son of a bitches get every year, people? If you could sit down and look at the numbers, you'd be like, why in the fuck is this individual getting that kind of money sent him from my goddamn fucking paycheck? I mean, it's being taken from me and given to a man that fucking, if he went completely bankrupt, what he had left after bankruptcy would be more than I could make in my whole life. Because he's a Mason, don't you know? There's a plenty in this goddamn country for the fucking American nationals. Here, there's a plenty around the world for all the fucking people. It's just that there's that goddamn handful. Excuse me. There's that goddamn handful of these fucking maniacs who think that they fucking all should belong to them, man. And well, if we just say it, it does. Well, you can say it all you fucking want. You can say that you're going to come and take all the fucking guns away. Nobody's going to be able to stop you. Anyway, but you can say anything you fucking want, but you got sooner or later you have to do. Just like us, we're kind of caught in the same conundrum, aren't we? And it's a pathetic thing. I hope our people are studying goddamn surveillance and fucking communication and looking for fucking avenues of fucking, well, to penetrate this fucking bullshit put forth by a fucking absolute enemy, absolute criminal fucking entity that created in violation of the highest unalienable law in this country of December 15, 1791, in direct violation. And now it's getting to be every little petty ass fucking corporation. They think they're fucking, their employees are walking around like they're goddamn fucking cops or something. People. Fucking smack it. I mean, goddamn, we all just started beating the hell out of them. You really think they got enough room in the jails to put us all in jail? Because they don't. But I mean, the goddamn thing is we should have been fucking using those liberty teeth a long fucking time ago. I mean, this, with this army thing, we're gonna let people in the army, we're gonna have to actually change the fucking language that we use in the army to fucking Spanish. You watch this happen right in front of your fucking eyes, and you say it couldn't after the things you have already fucking seen. You really believe it couldn't? I mean, God, what a fucking coup to come in and fucking get rid of your fucking army of fucking nationals, people that are American nationals, and fill it up with actual illegal fucking aliens. Yeah, I mean, we often wonder about that fucking, that room full of elephants. And the guy stuffed in the fucking corner with up his head half up one of them's ass. And you still ain't got it? You still do not understand what must be done? They're not just going to stop because they get a conscience all of a sudden. It's not going to happen. It's never happened. It never will happen. They want us pushed down to the level it was back in the 20s and the 30s. You watch the old films of fucking the corporations and the union bulls and all the, you know, the fucking owning the cops and what might have you, dropping bombs on people from private fucking planes. Watch it. But the thing was, the people were kegged up. But what they can't get around to this time, the people aren't scared. Why ain't they scared? Because they're heavily fucking armed. You want to fucking blast it out? Well, fucking blast it out, you son of a bitches, and you know it. But this time around, the people aren't going to just cower and give me 3 cents above enough for, so I can watch my children starve as I work my fucking ass off to death to make your capitalist ass, be you communist fucking fascist or whatever the fuck you are, fatter and richer so you can do this kind of shit to more people. This country belongs to all of us. We need to fucking take it, get rid of this corporation. We need to sit down with the books and see where the hell our land has gone and how it's traveled. Because every bit of land that's gone through the BLM couldn't be sold. That was a scam. I mean, it's straight up in the Forest Service can't exist. I mean, it cannot fucking have any authority over we the people or our fucking property. It has to fucking go. Why are we paying for it? What does it fucking do except go burn our goddamn forest down? All of these goddamn worthless fucking agencies, these non-governmental agencies, they do nothing. And still you have the people come up on the goddamn on the comments board saying, why doesn't the government come and wipe my ass? And why does the government put a fucking titty nipple in my fucking mouth? And why doesn't the government build homes for the fucking vets? Number one, the vets ain't our vets. They're fucking corporate fucking goddamn. They were corporate henchmen by every intent and purpose. They weren't operating under any law. They weren't operating under the supreme superior law of the United States of fucking America. That's for goddamn sure. And they were operating against the people. But they still hear these people once, oh, government to do, why won't government? They're sitting there waiting for somebody to do government to do something for them. I think this is the most insane thing I've ever saw. They have proven that what they want to do is kill you. So if you want to sit around and wait for the government to do something, what you're waiting for is to get killed. You got to get up off your ass, and you got to be a fucking American. You got to be innovative. You got to work your plan the best you can, and wait for it, because sooner or later they have to do something. I mean, it's come to the point where everybody's going, yeah, whatever, fuck yeah, okay, six people died. Ooh, what more died in that fucking in a car crash? Laura is down there talking. See, where were we here? Bumper profits are largely a result of underbelly, you son of a bitches. $22 billion in losses, and I guarantee you that came out. It's just like General Electric when they were giving the stimulus money out when Obama was president. Gave them enough money to build a light bulb factory. They went to fucking goddamn China, built the light bulb factory, and then they fucking wrote off $1 million of their losses on their off-sea fucking shore accounts onto the books into the United States. They got $1 billion fucking goddamn tax return. Now you wonder what's going on here, people? I mean, we can sit here day after day after day and point out the theft, the fucking corruption, the goddamn immoral fucking, I don't know, goddamn sickness that is fucking taking over this goddamn, a portion of this country. The people, it came here. It was sitting here by the fucking Zionist fucking Jews. Albert Pike told us what he was going to fucking do, and now they're trying to fucking do it. But they're not going to fucking do it. All we the people have to do is put our goddamn foot down and say no. Just say, nope, ain't doing it. And you don't like it, fuck, then the guns come out. No, we're not doing it. Now get your goddamn ass out of our fucking public offices, because they have no lawful right to be there. They are in violation of the law, being in the offices, because they know what they're fucking doing. But $5, I mean, I know, well, if you, we can back up as many years as you want, and you look ahead at, you know, at the things that have happened. And I can tell you back then, no fucking way with the people. Nah, not that. No, fuck, try that. No, and I watched him just fucking take it. They're outraged when it first fucking pops out, when it first comes out. They're outraged. But then they become fucking goddamn acclimated to it. And then it begins to entrench itself, just like this one world fucking government. See, we ain't heard no fucking talk about it for a day or two, but in, you know, a week or two or whatever, they'll hear come with some more policy from a different G7 or the G8, another part of the fucking international government. And then it'll be pop in. Well, they've made these new regulations that every country must follow. No, we don't got to follow shit. The United States of American Corporation, well, you might have them under your fucking thumb. You might have pictures of them fucking poodles. But we, the people, are a separate fucking entity. We are separate from our fucking fiduciary. We're separate from those who were supposed to service. There is no goddamn ruling elite. We are not ruled by anyone but our own conscience. And we have the fucking law on our side. It's called the Bill of Rights. It was fucking ratified December 15, 1791. I'll say it over and over and over till I fucking can't say it no more. And more people are looking at it, and more people are understanding. More people, the more you read it, the more you fucking understand it, and the more the fucking people start saying, God damn it, you're right. I mean, God damn it, it's right. It was always right. It says that the people have the power, not the fucking money, the people. Well, at any rate, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. We need to get some. We need to get something, man. Now, we just did the oil, the record profits of Exxon, that the fucking money that they're taking out of your pockets, going straight into the fucking pockets of the big, huge oil companies. Come on, people. Same ones that are fucking stealing our fucking oil from us. This is a guy, these son of a bitches have decided the ruling class, and I don't care if it could be your fucking car sitting there walking up, so they want, I'll sell that. And they're getting away with it. I was talking about the title frauds. And the people are losing my, fuck you, come get my house already paid for it, I'll fucking be sitting there with a fucking gun. But oh, they can do this and get away with it and own your house. Really? I think something's really fucked up, don't you? Oil from U.S. reserves has heads overseas as gasoline prices stay high. Heads overseas, people. We're sending our fucking oil, strategic oil reserves overseas. Okay. You think this country ain't being set up for a fucking goddamn knockdown? You're wrong. People better be ready to fucking take it on and take it, I mean, better be ready to fight like a goddamn demon. Have to beat all these fuckers out of here and get back in control of our goddamn country and then start fucking punishing. Well, it's going to be a punishment. Fuck, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be fucking hell. Get ready for it, because the generations before us neglected it, and now it's been neglected up to the point to where they're this fucking bold. It's time to fucking shut them down. Oh, this is from Reuters. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. More than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic U.S. energy oil reserves release aimed at lowering domestic fuel prices were exported to Europe and Asia last month, according to data and sources, even as U.S. gasoline and diesel prices touched record highs. Now, these goddamn resources, see, these don't just belong to a handful of fuckers, I don't care what they say. This belongs to all of us, and it's been fucking stolen from us, people. We're being fucking damned. If we talk about the billions going out of our ports and fucking goddamn raw goddamn resources, that's our oil too. We don't need no son of a bitch. We don't need this, we sure as hell don't need, we don't need that federal fucking government, because it was never fucking lawful anyway. All that son of a bitch has been used to do is to fucking fatten the fucking coffers of the goddamn aristocrats and fucking strip the people of their fucking rights. And it's time for it to stop. It's time to enforce those goddamn rights. Verbatim, on the fucking spot. Oh. More than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of the U.S. historic U.S. oil, energy oil reserves release aimed at lowering domestic fuel prices were exported to fucking Europe and Asia last month, according to data and sources, even as U.S. gasoline and diesel prices touched record highs. My ass, I've never seen gas as high. The export of crude and fuel is crude and fuel. So they're exporting the fucking fuel too. When you're going down there and fucking you're paying fucking $8 a gallon for the gas, the cheapest gas they got, they're exporting it. We shut the fucking exports down. We should take it. You're not taking no more of our goddamn oil until our goddamn gas price is down to 25 cents a gallon. Son of a bitches. But see, that would still be the goddamn fucking socialist way of doing it. They should have to, any fucking oil that we decide to sell, the money comes should come directly fucking to us. And then we decide, well, that guy did a good job fucking, you know, he didn't get caught fucking a poodle. That's about probably best you're going to find. But I mean, from our own people have fucking stood and fucking stopped this shit over and over again. And once we fucking take this country back, I don't see what in the hell we ever needed a federal government for. We didn't. And the fucking states, I mean, the fucking power, Senator Reid, he's a powerful man. Why is he more powerful than I am if he's my goddamn servant? See, they fucking just did this, people. They just wrote it down and fucking did it, and we didn't do anything to stop it. It's our fucking fault. We fucking allowed it. We didn't have to allow it. The export of crude and fuel is blunting the impact on the moves by blunting the impact. Let's just fucking, okay. You guys are some really, you're worthless. You old dumb son of a bitch. I mean, you listen to your own words. Export of crude and fuel is blunting the impact of the moves by the President Joe Biden designed to lower record pump prices. Biden on Saturday renewed a call for gasoline suppliers to cut their prices, drawing criticism from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Well, we don't want Jeff Bezos with his billions of fucking dollars he could never fucking spend. And he shouldn't get up. He's afraid he's going to not get a fucking bigger dividend coming from his fucking oil stocks. Fuck these son of a bitches. Let's fucking take these bastards out. Take everything back. Hang their asses for fucking treason and sedition because they've all committed it on goddamn paper. And just start over. I mean, I'm not saying this is going to be no goddamn cakewalk, because it ain't. You're gonna have to beat these fuckers out like, you can't, I mean, like a goddamn gum on your shoe. That's how hard they're going to be to get rid of. Because once they get a hold of something, they think they can take it. They think they can take this fucking country, people, right now. They're fucking making the military as weak as they possibly can and filling it up with fucking foreigners that they've already trained on this side of the border to fucking be, to come after we the people, because, they're trained from little kids by La Macha and La Raza down there in Mexico to kill gringos, to hate us. They hate your fucking guts. They come across, I just want a better life. I want your fucking life and I want you in a fucking hole. That's what the fucking deal is, and you know it. Oh, let's see what we're doing here. About 1 million barrels per day is being released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve through October. The flow is draining the SPR, which last month fell to the lowest since 1986. U.S. crude futures are about $105 per barrel, and gasoline and diesel prices above $5 a gallon in one-fifth of the fucking nation. Gives a little website to go look at. U.S. officials have said oil prices could be higher if the SPR had not been tapped. Would have been higher if it hadn't been. You sent it to England! How the fuck would it affect us? I think that would make it higher. The fourth largest U.S. Refinery, Phillips 66, shipped about 470,000 barrels of sour crude from the Big Hill SPR storage site in Texas to Tristia Italy. Twist Italy. Okay, we sent that to oil to Italy. Okay. To U.S. custom data. Twista is home to a pipeline that sends oil to refineries in Central Europe. We're feeding these refineries around the fucking world with our own oil. Where our own oil is being fucking exported, and the fucking byproducts, the gas, the diesel, the heavier oils. This is called fucking us. The oil belongs to us to begin with. Shut down every fucking lease. And there is not going to be no goddamn pumping of oil out of the ground in the United States of America, period, until the people are being compensated for their fucking goddamn raw material to the point that they can go and pay any price they want for fucking gas. You want to play games like that. We'll all be able to, I was watching this thing and they were talking about the different conceptions people have. And this one girl, a nice private school. Well, what do you consider middle class? 800 to 1,000 to a million? And you know what? You look at the fucking what this goddamn money is worth, and she can't be far off. The products are turning into bigger shit. I'll say that. I mean, they're fucking faulty. Everything's fucking faulty. And it's costing you as much as it used to cost you when you were a fucking American, only it's inflated dollars, so it seems like more. Oh, man, we've been fucked. Atlanta Trading and Marketing, an arm of French oil major Total Engineers, Engineers, I don't know, exported two cargoes of 560,000 barrels each the data showed. Cargoes of SPR crude were also headed to the Netherlands and to a Reliance refinery in India. An inventory source said a third cargo headed to China. Another source said, so we're sending right now, we're fucking paying $8 a gallon at the goddamn pumps and sending our sweet crude to fucking goddamn China. You think you aren't being set up for a fucking goddamn takeover? You got every angle here. You got the whole goddamn, international corporate mafia taking aim right at fucking the United States and Canada right now. And we better get fucking mean about it. We better do something about it. We got to do something about it. And got to do something ain't fucking bitching and moaning. I mean, you got to do something as an individual. I'm sorry. There's not going to be any goddamn knight in shining armor on a white horse going to come along and fucking say, follow me to victory, because it's not going to happen that way. This is going to be an ugly, widespread, fucking nasty-ass, mean-ass war when it breaks out of the fucking jungle, and people are going to find out what the fucking jungle is. Crude and fuel prices would likely be higher if the SPR releases hadn't happened, but why would they be higher? If you weren't giving more oil away, why would they be higher? How dumb do you fucking think we are? They're treating us like we're fucking not even third graders, said Matt Smith, oil analyst and Kepler. Fuck you. How much are you getting paid to lie, you son of a bitch? The latest reports follow three vessels that carried SPR crude to Europe in April, helping replace Russian crude supplies. See, it's not Russian crude supplies. Who signed those fucking papers that put our goddamn oil at $8 a gallon, people? The fucking goddamn corporate mafia did it. And they did it out of mafia headquarters in the fucking Ukraine for the goddamn Biden cartel. Led by Hunter Biden, by the way. His dad's just an old bag of shit that they carry around that they think used to be important to somebody at some time in the fucking past. He's not. He's just another goddamn, I don't know, if he's fucking cognizant enough to stand trial, he needs to fucking go and he needs to hang for the treason, sedition, espionage he has committed against we the people as individual free sovereign nationals. What else we got here? Senate Democrats introduce bill that completely infringes on America's Second A rights, limits gun purchases to every 5 years. From law enforcement today, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches World Report. I'll read this, but it ain't gonna fucking happen. They ain't gonna fucking do it. I mean, it's too fuck. They're scrambling around. I don't even think they're even communicating very well with one another. Like, their communications is something that we fucking should be very fucking interested in. Because they're coordinating shit here, people, in case you haven't noticed. They have coordinated us to fucking $8 a gallon for fucking gas. Between fucking Putin, the billionaire, and fucking the billionaires in goddamn that place. Where is that place? We haven't heard about that in so long. Oh yeah, Israel. I mean, they are fucking collaborating around the fucking world. They're collaborating with the Chinese. They are because they know that they want this 590 million square acres of the fucking richest land on planet Earth. They fucking want to take it, and they want to be able to say it's theirs, but they never can because it was fucking, everything has been through a fraud. There's no statute of limitations. Everything's going to go back to where it was. I mean, you people out there who think you're, I mean, some people just run in to try to protect what they got. You ain't going to be able to. I'm going to tell you right now. Because once the people have taken the country back, it'll be a little bit rowdy for a bit. Then people will get peaceful and they'll start getting into the computers and they'll start seeing, they'll start fucking documenting the crimes. And then they'll say, oh, he got shot. No, he got shot. We got him. Get him over here. He gets a trial. Because he wasn't a frontline fucking soldier. He didn't get killed in the fucking charge at the fucking light brigade. But at any rate, the fucking, we start fucking charging these fucking people. But the thing is, we have to get control of this country. There is a corporation that is in place right now that is completely unlawful. There's nothing that can make it lawful. And it is by the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, our responsibility to remove that fucking unlawful corporation that is fucking eating out our substance, is fucking God killing our fucking people on purpose. It's just diabolical fucking monsters. It has to go. And it's just a corporation, guys. It's like throwing Walmart out. We got to throw the son of a bitches out. Every fucking bit of fucking legislation they wrote, flush it. It ain't worth the paper it's written on. It came from a fraud. I hate for you people out there who think that that have all your shit tied up in that. Maybe even got a charter clear back to the fucking, to the Vatican, but you're not, yeah. We'll handle our own land situation here in the United States of America. Well, and it will be fucking land patents to the fucking American nationals who own this goddamn country. And you will not sell your fucking goddamn land to nobody but another American. That's the fucking rule. To do so is fucking treason because you're letting goddamn, mammon be used to fucking leverage the land away from we the people. Not one fucking speck of this country should have been fucking sold for one fucking dollar to a foreigner. No foreigner. Come on, people. How in the hell do you hold a goddamn sovereignty on a country? When you're talking, God, they're telling you that you fucking owe 11 times more than the planet is worth to a handful of people. How could that be possible? How could that be possible? You know it's not possible. So you know it's just a deeper part of the fucking fraud. It's a goddamn game with these son of a bitches. At this point, you think that they're sweating like you, man, can I make bills? Can I fucking... Can I get enough gas in my car to go to town to get some goddamn food? I mean, the things that you're thinking, you think they're thinking the same things because they're not. Trumpy never did. And all these people just latched on to him like he was the guy next door. He like the fellow lives next door. I mean, come on, you stupid son of a bitches. Trump stood up and told you he was going to make this government bigger. Conservative. Remember that was their conservative thing, and just like the goddamn a capitalist versus a communist. That was another one of their fucking, excuse me, another one of their bullshit fucking scams. They were all fucking always capitalists. They were all fucking vultures. They're all looking to fuck. And ultimately, they would have the people coming in, working it, and I mean not even feeding them, because they want to get rid of your ass anyway and just work you right to death right there on the spot and haul your body off and go on to the next one and throw you in the fucking compost pile. That's how these cocksuckers would treat you. This is what they think. This is their conscience. But see, they're different when it comes to them. See, they're a different kind of people. They got blue blood and they're so much smarter than the rest of us because they have no problem stabbing somebody in the back, stealing, fucking a poodle, fucking going to pedophile island. So, you know, they figure they have a leg up on us. That they, you know, they're just ruthless enough that they can take what we have. But you're not going to do it. You just fucking, I mean, you keep playing these fucking games. Democrats introduced bill, completely infringe on the second article. Do it! Introduce it, sign it. You've already done it like a couple of times. You just did it again in fucking Connecticut and stuff. And they told you to shove it up your ass. And well, you kind of backed off on that. Because it comes down to the fucking meat and potatoes. You got to come into the jungle and you got to take those motherfuckers. And that guy, and you do not have a fucking army with a righteous army. Anybody righteous that was in the military has fucking walked away from it. Anybody who cared about freedom and liberty in the military, but I felt their heart pumping under their hand when they took that fucking oath that they didn't understand, is fucking leaving the fucking army. They know what you're doing. They know you're backing the goddamn corporate elite. That's all you're fucking doing is you're backing a fucking goddamn monarchy, a corporate monarchy that cannot be in this country, that is a violation of the law. And once you see that law, and you just see the little comparison, you have to say, yes, they are violating the fucking law. Yes, they are fucking infringing. Yes, they are disparaging. So, yes, we have to, do we have a fucking remedy in court? No, our courts have been fucking removed. Well, okay, go back. What's our next move? The second article. We fucking shoot their fucking ass out of here and reinstate the fucking common law courts. Take control of this country back. We are the fucking people. We're the jurisdictional authority. And by God, you ain't going to fucking run us over and take it from us, you handful of communists. Fuck fascists. Goddamn capitalists who think you're going to fucking capitalize on this situation. You're not going to capitalize on it. You're going to hurt. Anyway, that's enough for me. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, I can ride the next wave, I guess, and we'll see what kind of outrage we can come up with for you tomorrow. That is The Word from the Trenches.